For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel. The city of Kalamazoo has closed an almost $3 million hole in its 2016 budget, but it expects to face a widening gap in its finances over the next few years. Looking for solutions, the city appointed a citizens panel to consider how Kalamazoo might take in more money. The panel is about to make final recommendations to the city, but as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, some question whether the budget problem can be solved on a local level.
All right, well, thank you all for being here.
City Manager Jim Ritsema opened the first meeting of the budget revenue panel in June. The city convened the group because, like many cities in Michigan, Kalamazoo is not taking in enough money to cover costs. Michigan State University economist Eric Scorzoni says the city would need a lot of luck to close that gap on its own.
Your really good city managers feel like they can fix these kind of problems, and unfortunately even the best of them really can't ultimately.
We'll explore Scorzoni's reasons for pessimism in a bit. For now, Kalamazoo's budget panel has narrowed its leading options to a handful. They include encouraging development, selling city-owned properties, such as parking ramps, or leasing them out, asking the county to increase its law enforcement millage, and moving toward regional water and sewer management together with neighboring governments. How far would those steps go?
Combined, they do not fix a hole in the budget.
Business owner Sherry Welsh chairs the panel. She says it's been a good process, but she also says she wishes the group had come closer to closing the gap. New development and selling parking ramps would only raise so much money, she says, and regional asks fall outside the city's control.
Consolidated services seem like a great idea until you have to get the voters to pay for those. When they think that they're happening just fine in their own backyard, why would they want to pay additional property tax and approve a vote to pay more property tax?
Welsh thought one of the strongest options the panel considered was a city income tax. She says that would go a long way right away toward fixing the problem. Welsh says an income tax would come with a significant property tax cut and would ease the burden for those who can least afford taxes.
We had the ability on a city income tax to be able to say, okay, you'll get an X amount of exemption, which would mean real tax relief for low-income folks.
As for balancing the budget by cutting expenses, Welsh says she wonders where the city would trim.
Our city manager presented a report that showed over the past, I believe it was 5 years, the cuts that have been made in personnel, in services, and the budget. So we're not talking about a whole lot of fat sitting out there anymore. We're talking now about cutting into muscle.
Real estate developer Thomas Huff also serves on the panel. Like the majority of members, he did not recommend an income tax. Huff says he's concerned it would drive business out of the city.
If, in fact, the city ran out of revenue and they were unable to have expense reductions through the Department of Public Safety, then to me the income tax would be a last resort, a last option.
Huff says, in his opinion, it's cuts more than revenue that will make a sustainable budget. And he says there are places the city could make them, perhaps in the Department of Public Safety, with better use of technology and less expansive pensions. Kalamazoo Mayor Bobby Hopewell says the financial situation is the biggest issue before the commission. In Hopewell's words, the city will get there with its budget goals. But Scorzoni, the MSU economist, isn't sure.
Because unless the community is growing rapidly, has lots of new development and construction, lots of new jobs coming in, and even then sometimes it doesn't always pan out as well as you'd think on the tax side, it is just very hard. And so, keep in mind, Michigan is not a fast-growing state.
Scorzoni co-authored a recent study that finds state fiscal policy makes it hard for even prudent, well-run cities to balance their budgets. He says the squeeze is largely due to strict caps on property taxes under Michigan's Headley Amendment and Proposal A.
Meaning cities, essentially their revenue growth is going to be confined to the level of inflation plus any new construction. And there's not a ton of new construction going on, especially in certain cities. And so basically inflation is literally running at close to zero right now. And so basically revenues will not be growing very much.
But Scorzoni says state policy is not likely to change anytime soon. As for the revenue panel's recommendations, the City Commission is free to follow them or not. It could take up ideas the panel discarded, such as a city income tax. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.